Hello?
Hi, Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, it looks like you called back in while I was in the restroom here.
Oh, I... But yes, I would like to try it.
Yeah, you'll love it.
If
I was...
it's still available and it wasn't stolen yet.
No, I mean, they can't fill the position if I'm not on the phone. So after I hung up with you, I actually went to the restroom. And then I came back to the desk and they were telling me you called back in, so. First thing I have to do is actually create your Google business profile. And then they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It'll come directly from Google. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that letter that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
The address is 2766 Edge Hill Avenue.
2766 H Hill Avenue?
Edge Hill Avenue. Edge Hill, Bronx.
Okay, let me see. Maybe I'm not spelling this right. Oh, Edge Hill, I found it. Okay. And then 10463, correct?
Let me see. I just moved in, so I don't really...
it's a nice property.
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And we don't have to display your address online. Like, I could hide it for you if you like.
10463.
Yep, okay. I could hide the address for you, though, if you'd like, so that way people don't know exactly where you live here.
All right. Is that something we could change in the future? I don't know right now.
Yeah,
if we decide
absolutely.
That, okay.
Yeah, we're a huge company, Ron. We got about 450 people that work here, and we have 24/7 customer service. So anytime you call in like you just did, there's always an operator available to you. And then if you want to make a change to your account, you just let us know, and then we'll go in there and adjust it for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your last name?
Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S.
Okay, and is Ron short for Ronald?
No.
No, just Ron, R-O-N?
Yeah, Ronald would be great, but no.
It's okay, Ron's nice too. My lawyer's name is Ron, like that too. His last name's Cameron. So I think he's originally Indian. He has some Indian.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Ron's a good name. I used to ask him the same thing. Is it Ronald? And he's like, no, it's just Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Okay.
Just your business email, because I have to send you an outline of the agreement since I'm giving you the discounted pricing structure.
Yeah,
and then,
one second. Thank you. Another sheet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you could write this off as a business expense as well, so you'll actually get it back when you do your taxes here in like 2 months.
It's info at locksmithofny.com.
Okay, and you said you had a website or no?
Yeah, our website is Locksmith of New York.
Okay, because I don't see anything on that, the locksmithofnewyork.com.
Locksmithofnewyork.com. Let me ask. Why can't you find the website?
Yeah, when you type in Locksmith of New York, it comes back as forbidden, like 403 forbidden.
It's because it's not active.
Oh, okay. So you just have a domain name, but nothing on the site?
Yes.
Okay. So we can build...
One second.
Okay. Website, we just paused it.
We have a website, we just paused it.
Okay, so do you get, you guys don't have a host or anything? Because I tried to look up that domain name, and it's just blank. Like, there's not even a picture or anything up there. There's no content. And I want to have that attached to his Google business profile. There's usually like a little globe there. It says website, has a little globe icon. And usually if they click that, we set it up so that it automatically will navigate them to this website or domain name that he has.
Yeah,
but we want to make sure that it's active. And if it's not active or you need us to develop content, we can help you with that.
Can we just make it active again? Yeah, we are able to make it active today.
Okay. So just to confirm, though, it's locksmithofnewyork.com is the domain name?
Locksmithofny.com.
Of ny.com. Okay. I'm going to attach this domain name to the website. So once you guys make it active, it'll already be available to the general public. And then any changes that you make to that site will happen in real time while you guys are up there.
Okay.
Yeah, but it says you got it through Squarespace, right?
I got what?
It's through Squarespace. Like, she bought the website through Squarespace.
1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause it basically just says the website has expired. If you are the site owner, click below and log in. So I think you guys got to log into it and reactivate it, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to attach this to the Google business profile as of right now. If anything changes or you guys need help with the website, just let us know. I want to make sure that there's a good website up there for your customers to reference. Don't want to have it blank like that. Do you have a business Facebook page?
We do not have a Facebook page.
Okay. We'll help you create that as well. I'm going to complete your online business profile. So we're going to actually submit all your online listings. I'm going to keep the address hidden, but I want to make sure we're not missing any opportunities for you guys. And that way you don't have to sign up for each one of them individually or create them individually. We'll just be like a one-stop shop for you. We'll be able to cover all your bases online. Save. It's actually a part of the package that I offered you anyway, the Platinum Bundle. Okay. So it's covered.
Okay.
All right. Let me save. Okay. And then we're going to want to interview you, Ron. It's called a client interview. Usually the interviews, they take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions. The agenda for the call is to go over like all the services you provide. Like, I don't know if you do any kind of auto locksmith or, garages, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And then they'll also want to go over the area that you cover. This is already designed to cover the Bronx, but maybe if you want to go a little bit further or if there's areas that you don't want to go to, we want to address that so we can make sure that we're not getting you calls from places you don't want to go. So usually, like I said, 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour. Is there a time today where we could circle back with you and do the client interview?
Can we do 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do Tuesday or like?
Yeah, we could do tomorrow. Any time between 10 a.m. and the last appointment would be 6 and 7.
All right, then can we do 6?
6? Okay. 6 today?
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Yeah, I'll schedule between 6 and 7 tomorrow. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then we'll send you a text message at 5 o'clock, just as a reminder. And then Google has a form that you got to fill out as a locksmith. It's called a Google verification form. I'm going to send that to you right now. It's pretty easy. They just want to make sure that you're good people. And then once you're Google verified, you never have to worry about that again.
All right. So we are going for this only like after the interview. We're going to keep on.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, Ron? What are you asking?
So right now I'm feeling some Google stuff with what you said, and tomorrow we're doing the interview, and after the interview and after we get everything ready, that's when we like be on Google. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, we have to create it all, and then we have to Google verify you. So it's not going to be right away. It's going to take us some time just to get everything up and running. But once it's up and running, you don't have to rebuild it all again. Because you're basically building all your stuff from scratch right now. Even though you're 3 years in business, there's not a lot on you for this Bronx area. Yeah, so we gotta build it all. But long term, you're gonna be really happy that you did it because you know you won't have to go back and redo all this stuff over again. So it's kind of a little bit of paperwork and phone calls and things like that while we're getting it going, but once it's going and the clients start coming in, it'll pay for itself 10 times over. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month payment of the $249?
How am I going to pay?
Correct. Yeah, you could secure the position using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
A visa.
Okay. And give me 1 second here. Can you confirm your email address with me? I tried to send a email and it came back a delivery failure. Yeah, I put info@locksmithofny.com. Do I have to spell out New York on the email?
No.
Yeah, I put info@locksmithofny.com, and it bounced back. And I need that to be active so I could send you everything in writing and your receipt and your Google verification form.
Let me go in on 1 second, all right? Just 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, so I'm expecting, I'm told all of it is paused. So do you want to just send it to my email for now? And
yeah, that works.
All right, so my email is Ron, RanMalQuis@gmail.com.
Okay, you spell your first name R-A-N?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was spelling it R-O-N, so that's a good catch.
It's fine.
Well, it's important for your paperwork. You know, you want to make sure everything, we got the right guy, and that way you could write it off later.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the front of that visa, Ron, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
From the visa?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so it's 4147.
4147.
2027.
2027.
0824.
0824.
8313.
8313. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/29.
10/29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
496.
496. Okay. And then you're going to get a couple of text and email confirmations from us. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as well, just as added protection. If I say anything during the recording that maybe you don't understand or if I said it too fast, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure you're at a firm understanding on everything that we're going to be doing for you, okay?
So.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Locksmith of New York.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
I'm the locksmith technician of Locksmith of New York.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ron, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Like if I'm using other forms of advertisement?
Yeah, like we already know what you currently have. It's just more like after today, if you're going to add anything, we want to make sure that you don't pay for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any of your online listings.
All right.
Okay. You want to keep your overhead low. Spending less is better. And then it says here, to get results fast. Okay, I got that. Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 4th of 2024, but it's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've included, I made the website optional for you if you guys need help with your website, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your package. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fourth day, but you're going to keep that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due, or like before the fourth day, so that way we could stop the machine from automatically billing you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you should have a couple of texts and emails that came through. One of them is going to be that Google verification form. Another one's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing you'll have to sign off on. And then the last one will be the username and password for your tracking system. Okay, so that tracking system, they're also going to send you an email on how to use the tracking system. So that way you can keep track of all your clients, request reviews when you're done. You'll get the hang of it. In the beginning, it's going to seem kind of like maybe a little confusing to you or just new to you. But once you start getting the customers coming in and you're like leaving them, you're in the truck, you know, and you just send them off the thing to write the review, it'll show you how to use it. It's pretty easy, Ron. You'll get the hang of it after the first couple go-arounds.
All right.
Okay. But right now, all I want you to focus on is signing your subscription terms and then work on that Google verification form. And then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and we'll walk you through the client interview. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in, okay? We have 24/7 customer service available to you. We'll basically walk you through it, you know? You're not alone. So if you need help with anything or if you feel like you're missing something, that's just the time to pick up the phone and call and clarify so that way we can make sure that your business isn't lacking anything. Okay?
All right, cool. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day today, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 6 to set up the client interview.
All right, sure. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.